It's the Madman DVD review with Maria Walls.
If you get up in the morning and turn off your alarm and make coffee,
power plants, power grids,
and pump gas,
transportation, telecommunication,
and use the ATM, you've touched industrial control systems. It's what powers our lives.
Most of these systems are relatively easy for a sophisticated hacker to get into.
The security experts who are studying Stuxnet really think it required the resources of a nation state.
It spread to any Windows machine in the entire world.
We didn't know if it was set to turn off all electricity plants around the world, or it would start shutting things down or launching some attack.
Dr. Maria, tell us about this movie. That sounds like some psychological thriller that's been made up, a fictional terror plot. But really, it's the real thing.
It is, yeah. We are living in the kind of the future of science fiction. We've actually wished ourselves an interesting future, and it's happened. And we have things like computer viruses, of course, which could throw every single person under the wheel.
Unless you're off the grid.
Unless you're off the grid, which is such a nice idea. So you've just got the.
But does, you know, the grid win? Is the grid winning when you say that you've gone to the extent of going off the grid? Does that make the grid the winner?
Well, it depends what can penetrate the grid, and I suppose if you want to have anything online, you're going to potentially be affected by viruses. And we've seen one recently called WannaCry. WannaCry, is such a poetic hacker approach to a virus name.
This is the movie we're talking about today is Zero Days, and it's. It's just a really clever documentary focused on something that has now seems commonplace almost, doesn't it?
Oh, it seems pretty regular.
Yeah.
So it's about the Stuxnet virus, which actually was created by the American government to combat situations in Iran. And then, of course, they got turned against themselves. Blah, blah, blah.
But that's the thing. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Guess what?
Yeah,
they invented some potentially world-collapsing thingy-majigger there, and they didn't protect it properly. Now everyone's got on, blah, blah, blah. It's funny how we get so complacent. What could have happened? What do we learn from this doco? What could have happened?
Well,
what did happen, actually, first?
Well, all the lights went out. You know, it caused a lot of power outages, etc. It could have done a lot more damage, but of course, you know, the CIA, etc., went into action to try and, you know, somehow contain it. But it's such an organic thing, isn't it?
Clean up their mess.
Yeah. It's directed by Alex Gibby, who, of course, created the fantastic Scientology expose, Going Clear.
Oh, it's a great movie.
It's a great film.
So you've got a director there who looks to get into the meat of it.
He does, yes. And this time he's gone to the computer virus. So he goes all the way through to the American government and different officials and tries to interview them. And, of course, they're quite closed doors, which, is unsurprising. It's quite a nice logo for Stuxnet. Capital S-T-U-X, then a small net.
There you go.
I'm not sure what the difference is.
It's all in coding
capitalization.
Font as well.
Yeah, it is. It's all
good old coding font.
It started out to try and destroy parts of the Iranian nuclear project.
That's right,
didn't
to try and combat, you know, any potential attack from Iran. Well, I wonder what they're doing in relation to North Korea at the moment, actually.
Who knows?
Or what North Korea is trying to do on its very, very 1989 computers.
But that's the thing. Is it theoretically safer because a 1989 computer has less stuff to tutter with?
Perhaps. We do know that, of course, there's the possibility that, you know, Kim Jong-un is being funded from other locations.
There it is. There you go.
Actually have 2017 computers somewhere.
I'd like to know all those.
He's obviously speculation.
he must have those people that are working at the highest level over there building viruses or whatever. Because they don't deny it, do they? They're quite, But I wonder if they get good at internet access. Because, the rest of the country is all the rest of. I wonder if they're like dropping down a sly Game of Thrones every now and then or something, you know?
Yeah, well, apparently there's quite a hot market for DVD pirating in North Korea.
Lots of a hot market for a lot of things in North Korea, I'd
absolutely.
Say.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
Do they have fluorescent colours over there?
Mostly muted. Yeah.
A lot of khaki.
Yeah.
People forget fluorescent colours haven't been around for that long. I'm just saying. I don't want to sound like I'm that old. I'm just saying.
Technicolor?
Yeah, that sort of thing. But so this was. It turned out that it was a. Without wanting to spoil it, it was a jointly built American-Israel cyber weapon.
That old relationship between
straight away, doesn't
the
it?
US and Israel is intriguing, isn't it?
So were you freaked out watching the stalker?
I love this stuff. So, no, I mean, you know, it's just interesting. And, of course, just the politics around, you know, trying to hide state secrets. When they're leaking all over the show, we're in a really wobbly time.
Well, wait, how long ago was the Stuxnet? 2010 it was first sort of...
Yes, that's right.
Found out about that.
Like, and this film was released in 2016.
So you know, you haven't done a good job hiding that at all, have you, really?
That's right.
Like, if there's a massive international documentary that's been commercially sold about all the information, yeah, to do with it, that's a very poor...
Yeah,
job
is.
Of concealing that hyper weapon.
But power to the people. You know, everybody has access to the internet, most people in the Western world, which means that, again, you know, that means that people can actually use their different levels of skill to find out stuff. I don't know, it's quite corrupting and maybe not such a bad way.
It's a good place to go if you want to buy a pair of slippers that look like hippos or something.
It's extremely good for online shopping, e-commerce, m-commerce, and the upcoming b-commerce for Bitcoin.
Bitcoin, are you Bitcoin? Are you Bitcoin? Do you Bitcoin?
I'm very interested in the blockchain, which powers Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. I think I'm probably more interested in Ethereum and Dash, actually, which are different versions.
Sure, yes, of course. Now, that's a different topic. It's not DVDs, though, is it?
It's not particularly.
We're about to go down a big, long tunnel there of interesting chit-chat, which I'm happy to do one day if you want to. So what do we learn from 0 days? What's the name of this DVD?
Oh, we learned that America, again, is grappling to try and control the world, you know, and perhaps its grip is slipping, despite its, you know, its aims.
Not a lot of love, is there?
Well, maybe there is. Maybe it's uprising. You know, we've got a whole bunch of millennials, you know, as we saw yesterday, in different situations. And, you know, perhaps there are new ways of, you know, of seeing the world, and you know, entrepreneurialism is going to take over a lot of careers.
It's never going to be more important than love, though, is it really?
No, well,
and understanding.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, actually, humans
and compassion.
Remembering that other humans are also, you know.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? Human, you are also one of the flawed humans, and so all the flawed humans need to look after the other flawed humans. You know.
Perhaps we're all monsters. That's been occurring to me recently. The human race,
we're
pretty brutal, aren't we?
Yeah.
Kind of like a parasite on the planet.
Just performing poorly is what we are.
Yeah. Not to be too bleak.
No. And just, you know, must try harder.
Must try harder. I think we've got a pretty stinking
big red pen
card.
In the margin, see me after class, please. We have a few things to discuss.
Yeah,
you seem to be drifting off in the middle of class there, humans. But anyway, you know, hey, we're all to blame.
We've got a copy of this to give away, don't we?
This in itself is that's gold in itself, isn't it? All that information. I mean, is it a big ask? Is this the sort of thing you wouldn't buy this for Mother's Day, would you?
Well, depends on your mother, I suppose.
I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, the malware software that Stuxnet is also has a nickname. Perhaps there's somebody who could let us know what that nickname is.
The nickname for the malware... of the Stuxnet worm.
Here's a hint. It's quite a sporting, international sort of name.
Somebody Hussein Bolt.
Know. What?
Hussein Bolt.
No, close though.
America's Cup.
In the same.
No, Russell Coates.
Sounds warmer.
Russell. 309-3879 if you know the answer to that. Do you know? If you probably do know the answer, you can sit there all cocky and confident and chuffed with yourself. Pick up the phone and use the phone, 309-3879, and win yourself a copy of 0 Days. It was directed by Alex Gibney, who, like I say, did the Scientology documentary.
Yeah.
And did he do The Smartest Guys in the Room? Was Enron, The Smartest Guys in the Room?
I think he did, yes.
Jesus.
And that's a pretty great film,
that's
isn't
a great
it?
Documentary.
Yeah, I like directors who kind of like mess around. Is anybody calling?
No one's got any brains,
well,
it turns
actually,
out.
Do you know what I think it might be? Is people
too
who,
hard?
Well, people who know the nickname of this are probably hackers. They've probably already seen the film.
Yep.
Downloaded it, you suspect.
Through dubious means.
All right, well then how should we give it away?
I reckon we could give enough clues. It's close to Hussein Bolt.
Is it?
Its logo has
John Walker.
A certain amount of rings. So if you can guess the sporting event that I just totally dumped in your lap.
Fabulous. It's kind of like charades on air.
There you go.
Hi, caller. Here's New Zealand's most intelligent caller. Go ahead, New Zealand's most intelligent caller.
Kia ora, I don't know. Is it the Olympics?
Wait, also known as extend the name, two words, the Olympic...
Games?
Yes!
Is that its nickname? The Olympic Games?
It is.
What a stupid nickname.
Want to cry?
Yeah, but that makes sense because, well, you know, here, I do want to cry because I've got to give you $270 to get my stuff back, maybe, if it ever happens. And then, and Stuxnet just sounds cool, but the Olympic Games.
Poetics, hackers.
I've called it a California King or something like that. I don't know. Even that sounds cooler. Name after a double beard, good one. What's is that Shane? Is that Hello Shane?
Kia ora. I don't have to say hi about the class, do I?
Yeah, always. The replica Tuatara that you bought me, Shane, yeah, and gave me as a present once, remains on the kitchen shelf there, and luckily I saved it just yesterday. I saved it from being shattered to pieces by my rambunctious son.
Oh, Roger. Oh, well, you know, that's all good, you know.
But what it did, Shane, is gave me the opportunity to teach my son about the Tuatara. And the this amazing this primeval lizard that was indigenous to this country. So thank you, Shane. I want to say that now just while I have the opportunity on the line.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
Stay there, my friend. We'll get you deets. Thank you very much, Maria. That's out and about now.
Zero days.
And that's like the top end thriller, but in real life.
In real life, in documentary form.
At the end of it, does it tell us who we have to thank for saving us from this virus?
Yes, it gives a full list of all the CIA members.
Cool. <Yeah. laughs>
Their names, addresses.
Lovely, thank you.
Thanks.
That was the Mad Men DVD review.